Hare Krishna. Today we will again join or go in our mind to this forest of Tulasi plants, Vrindavan, where Vrinda Devi is in charge of everything. Tulasi is often worshipped by the devotees because she can bring the devotees close to this, to the Lord. So it's not by chance that the gopis here are sitting in the forest of Vrindavan, surrounded by Tulasi flowers and Tulasi plants, and they are addressing Krishna to motivate him to show himself again to them. It's very important that we understand that these teachings have a certain sanctity. The speaker, Badarayani or Shukadev Goswami, is the son of Vyasadev, the literary incarnation of the Lord. Vyasadev, as Badarayana, performed great austerities before he wrote the 10th canto. And now his son, Badarayani, speaks to Parikshit Maharaj. Look at the qualities of these, the speaker and the hearer. This Gopi Gita has also a history in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. Let us remember, there was this king, Maharaj Prataparudra, who wanted to have an audience with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Mahaprabhu did not accept him. Only when Maharaj Prataparudra dressed himself in the garments of a simple Vaishnava and then sang the Gopi Gita to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after the Rathayatra parade, only then, on the strength of this singing the Gopi Gita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Maharaj Prataparudra. Jiva Goswami says that the gopis have a certain mood. They were singing the Gopi Gita, but they wanted the song to be heard by all the devotees. They thought, let our song be heard. So the sanctity of the Gopi Gita, both in the assembly of great rishis as well as in the Chaitanya Leela, is very much established. It is meant to be heard also by us, because when we hear how the gopis were singing out to Krishna, our own pangs of separation, of feeling of being disconnected from the Lord, can be removed, and the supreme auspiciousness can be heard. That's why Shukadev Goswami included this song in his recitation of the Bhagavatam. And this is why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the king of Puri, who sang the Gopi Gita to him. It's so important, and it is important to be heard by one and all, especially by devotees who don't want to be disconnected from Krishna any longer and who want to be in his association. So now let us hear how the gopis try to motivate Krishna to appear before them. It's the fourth shloka of the Gopi Gita. Please sing along. Nakalu Gopika Nandano Bhavan Akila Dehinam antaratmadrek vikanasatito vishvagoptaye sakaudeivan satvatankule. All of us again. Nakalu Gopika Nandano Bhavan Akila Dehinam Antaratmadre Vikanai Satito Vishvaguptaye Saka Udevam Satvatam Kule. The gopis address Krishna by calling him their friend. They say, O Sakhi, O friend, you are certainly not only the son of Yashoda, you are also the super soul who resides in the heart of all living beings. In response to the prayer of Lord Brahma, you have descended in the Yadava dynasty in order to protect the universe. So based on the Acharya's commentaries, let us relish how they first of all say to Krishna, you're not only the son of Yashoda. With this they want to say, your mother Yashoda is soft-hearted. You can't be her son because you are cruel-hearted. You don't care for your devotees. And then they say, you are also the super soul who resides in the heart of all living beings. With this they want to say, now please act as the super soul. The super soul is there and guides everyone. You should protect us also. Have you not appeared also in response to the prayer of Lord Brahma? You, the super soul, have been prayed to by all the devatas guided by Lord Brahma, and then you descended in the Yadava dynasty. With what mission? You wanted to protect the universe. So can't you see that we are suffering in your absence? Sanatana Goswami makes another comment. He says this word udehivan means to rise, like the moon rises or the sun rises. Huh? You have risen in the Yadu dynasty, but you have risen so much that obviously you have your heads in the clouds. You are just like the sky. You are aloof and have no ties. Thus, we don't think you are Gopika Nandana or the son of a Gopika of Yashoda. Now this is a weak spot in Krishna's heart. If anyone tells Krishna, you are not the son of Yashoda or the son of Nanda Maharaj, he becomes very vulnerable. Remember, once the friends of Lord Krishna came around him and they said, Krishna, you look so black. Your complexion is like the rain cloud. How can a black person come from parents who are not blackish, like Nanda and Yashoda. We don't think that you are the rightful son of Yashoda and Nanda. My dear devotees, and Krishna, who's bound by the love of Yashoda, heard this, that his friends said, no, you have no relationship with Yashoda, no real relationship. He cried and then he sneaked away from them and went into the deep forest of Vrindavan, where he took shelter in the hollow of a tree and cried and cried and cried. Fortunately, one of the maidservants in the household of Yashoda, when she was looking all over the forest for Krishna, who had not returned, saw him. And this maidservant went to Yashoda and said, "We have found your boy, but he is crying in the hollow of a tree. Come quickly to save him." So Yashoda quickly ran to that tree, and she saw a little boy crying. So very softly, with so much affection in her voice, she said, Kanai? And Krishna turned away from her. "Oh, this is serious," thought Yashoda. And again she said, Kanai, what is troubling your heart? Your mother has come." And Krishna just spoke to the tree. He didn't look at Yashoda. I'm not your son. I'm so black. My friends have informed." "Of course you're my son," said Yashoda and smiled. "And there's a natural explanation why you are so black. You were born very late in the night, 12 o'clock. You appeared at midnight. It was a black night, so obviously you have taken on the color of the night. And my dear boy, you should know one thing. I gave you milk from special black cows, and their color came with the milk into you. This is a natural explanation. Don't listen to the friends." And she picked him out of the hollow of the tree. When Krishna felt the affectionate embrace of his mother, he turned around, put his little arms about the neck of Yashoda and cried. So when the gopi said, "You can't be the son of Yashoda because your mother is so soft-hearted and you are not caring for us. You are supposed to be Paramatma also. We have heard the rishi say this, who came due to the prayers of Brahma. But you also don't protect us by saying this. They, especially the first, you are not the son of Yashoda. They have hit a soft spot at Krishna. And you can rest assured that Krishna will not let that go. He will have to take care of the gopis after some more verses. See you for the next verse of the Gopi Gita, which is also very, very deep and shows the loving cleverness of the gopis.